President John Mahama has launched a code of ethics for ministers of state and all political appointees. The introduction of the code will be the first of such efforts by any administration in Ghana to document do's and don'ts for its appointees. The launch of the code is a major fulfillment of a campaign promise by the ruling NDC to run a clean, open, transparent, and accountable government. It will also help ministers, deputy ministers, presidential staffers, MMDCEs, and other appointees to determine potential areas of conflict of interest and other inappropriate dealings of an appointee. Launching the code at Ebiri in the Eastern Region, President Mahama said the actions and inaction of ministers of state and all political appointees will be measured by the prescriptions and directions required of a public servant as specified by the code.
The code of ethics for ministers and political appointees reflects government's vision to maintain a clean government imbued with systems and clear procedures and guidelines for performance and delivery. This code of ethics must be seen as a strong prima facie reason to err on the side of caution, especially in situations of ethical conflict. This manual is the first edition of our commitment to high moral, ethical, and delivery standards. It bears my utmost convictions and honors responsibilities as president to lead and carry all of you along with me in this solemn oath to uphold the public interest over all other considerations. This must therefore be seen as an expression of my abhorrence of unacceptable behavior by government officials and indeed amongst the generality of our population. As president, my view is that corruption must be prosecuted when detected. But first and foremost, we must prioritize prevention of corruption. We must put the systems in place that prevent people from acting in a corrupt manner, or that when they have acted in such manner, they are promptly identified and dealt with. One of the most important ways to prevent unacceptable conduct and abuse of office by public officials is to demarcate the ethical boundaries within which the actions, inactions, and decisions taken by any of us can be deemed to be acceptable or unacceptable. The primary purpose of this code of ethics is to assist all of you political appointees, including ministers and deputy ministers, to understand and anticipate areas of conflict of interest, self-dealing, bribery, and inappropriate actions in the performance of your duties and to prevent them. Ladies and gentlemen, in our context where traditional norms are in competition with legal, rational norms, clear codes of conduct for all political appointees, such as the one we are launching today, is very necessary. This code of ethics is to eliminate as much as possible the ambiguities and uncertainties that lie at the foreground of decision-making by public officials. As president, I'm fully committed to delivering an efficient administration and therefore recognize the need to reduce potential lines of uncertainties for effective functioning of your ministries, departments, and agencies.
And that was President John Mahama launching the Code of Ethics for Ministers of State and all political appointees.